Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another amazing segment here with ACC Global News. And today, ACC News brings to you really a very unique and special guest. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and overseas as well. But getting back to the special guest that we do have with us today, we have with us gut brain hypnotist Lynn Potter Lord, and she is the founder of Pivotal Hypnotherapy. Now, we have a unique guest today that really focuses, again, on hypnotherapy, and there's different stigmas around hypnotherapy, and again, she'll really be able to really clear that all for us today. But for anyone today that, again, that feels that they have a bad habit, and many of us do, and as a matter of fact, if you feel that you have a habit, may it be good or bad, something that you're trying to change, that's you really can't find a way to change no matter how hard you try. And again, it could come in many different forms, habits, addictions, food addictions. For some of us, it could be smoking. For some of us, it could be alcohol. Again, it comes in many different forms. And for many of us out there, we're dealing with stress. And again, none of us want to be stressed. And for some reason, no matter how hard many of us try, we just always seem to be under a lot of stress. If any of this sounds, again, remotely familiar, if you know a family member or a friend that's perhaps in this situation, again, please grab a seat. Many of us are at home right now during these stressful times dealing with this coronavirus. So if you are, again, please grab a seat and get very comfortable, because a special guest that we have with us today, Lynn Potter Lord, she may possibly give you information, and again, I say this often, that may change either your life or the life of a friend or a loved one forever. It is now the 25th of March, and again, I would like to remind all of our listeners from overseas as well, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Lynn, all of our shows are permanently archived on our website. So please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And we're also a big part of social media. And so many of you are part of Facebook. We are on there. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the power of the mind, again, it's often overlooked and underappreciated. And again, there's different circumstances and events that really affect our mind in ways that nobody really understands. Even the best doctors in the world, you know, all we could do is really, again, take our best guess on what we feel is going on. This is all until you really tap into the subconscious. Now, our special guest today, Lynn Potter Lord, after undergoing a messy divorce, she really went through an array of emotional and also physical feelings. And her, like everyone else that goes through these different feelings in stressful times, we reach out to trainers and counselors. And while they did help her, they didn't really give Lynn the results that she was looking for. And again, everybody that's listening right now, many of us, we go to visit doctors, psychologists, and we have these feelings, we're under stress, depression, and hoping on the other side you'll come out feeling okay. But that's not always the case. Now, it was only through several sessions of hypnotherapy, did this retired educator really experience a profound shift in how she felt, how she thought, and most importantly, how she believed. And again, Lynn's work, it incorporates an extensive educational background. Again, her educational experience, it's really second to none. She's a bachelor's in education, a bachelor's in human ecology, a master's of science. Again, certifications in coaching, life skills counseling. Again, it's extensive. But also, most importantly, she spent years focusing on also nutrition and health education. So she basically covered every area of life for us. And what Lynn really discovered is that through hypnotherapy, she is able to help people with an array of struggles. I'm talking about depression, addiction, stress, anxiety, weight loss. And again, this is just to name a few. So with this newfound of self-worth and sense of worth, Lynn decided to share her knowledge and experience, and she is now dedicating her life to helping other people that are greatly in need. A truly incredible person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you gut-brain hypnotist, founder of Pivotal Hypnotherapy, Ms. Lynn Potter-Lord. How are you doing during these very stressful times, Lynn?
Oh, hi, Matthew. Thank you very much for that amazing introduction. I'm doing great, and the sun is shining, and I'm talking to you. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, before anything, Lynn, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Lynn Potter-Lord?
Well, like you mentioned, I have been called the gut-brain hypnotist, and there's a reason for that, which I'll go into in a minute, but I'm a mother and a partner, an author, a speaker, a teacher, and a hypnotherapist with a lot of nutritional background. And I really work hard to use my knowledge, my holistic knowledge, and the knowledge that our guts and our brains are connected to help people deal with, in particular, stress, anxiety, and depression. Those are my specialties. So that's who I am.
And you have a very unique journey as well. And every one of our regular listeners know that really every guest does. Can you please share some of that with the audience?
Yeah, and you went into a bit of it. I think on reflection now back on my life, when I was about 16, I went on massive doses of antibiotics for acne, which was in the early, I guess late 60s, early 70s. It was kind of normal for everything to be diagnosed and dealt with by prescribing antibiotics.
Prescribing medication, yeah, there weren't many regulations back then.
Exactly. And so I went on tetracycline, which is actually quite strong, and it really helped my acne, no problem there. But I realize now that it probably destroyed my gut microbiome, and that's a word that a lot of people recognize now because it's becoming more and more mainstream, but I should explain that a little bit so people can understand. Our human gut microbiome is a community of mostly one-celled creatures that is concentrated in our lower intestine. We have microbes all over our body and all over our organs, and we evolved from microbes, and we still have them and have a very strong symbiotic relationship with them to this day, and they have a lot of effect on us because we have more microbial DNA in our bodies, in and on our bodies, than we do human, which when people first hear that, it's an actual fact. It's about 1.5 times. They used to think 10 times more, but it's probably between 1 and 2 times more DNA from the microbes than from our human cells. So the consequences of that, yeah, I know. And so the consequences of that, if our microbiome is harmed in any way, and harmed in terms of deleting species or being massively impacted by taking drugs like antibiotics, using antiseptics, and so on, different species are susceptible to different things. Even stress defeats them. Alcohol, there's a long list.
Yes.
And so anyway, because I suffered this massive reduction in my microbiome, it truly affected the rest of my life, because what happens with these microbes is that over our evolution, our bodies have subcontracted, air quotes, if you will, to these microbes to do a wide variety of chemical cascades at the cellular level. So if we lose an entire species of these microbes in our gut, we lose that particular chemistry that we need in our bodies. So what's happening and what science is starting to recognize now is one of the reasons that we have so much disease in Western society is because we're not taking care of our microbiome, and certain species are going extinct. And so there's a lot of connection between our gut health and our immunity, which is key right now. Our mood,
which is also
key right now. Mood and mental health in like one little lump. And then also our tendency towards obesity. Now, each one of those topics, I could talk for hours, but I'm going to try and get back to your question that my personal journey has affected it affected my whole cycle, my female cycle. So my periods, my fertility, my childbirth, and and then the health of my daughter when she was born, because I had a cesarean section. Because birth is where we get inoculated with the vaginal microbiome that really protects us and prepares us for eating real food. And it's really important throughout our whole lifetime. And so because of that, I had a lot of health issues over my lifetime. And I'm making a bit of a long story here, but needless to say, I suffered a lot of a variety of things to do with an autoimmune disease that a lot of people know as arthritis. And I have had many surgeries around that, and then again, more antibiotics. Also, not being aware of what's happening when every time I take antibiotics. And then lots of therapy and lots of stress. And I think I mentioned to you once before that at one point, my husband, who's now my ex-husband, because you did mention the messy divorce, my husband, my daughter, and I were all on antidepressants at once. That's when I sort of had an awakening, what's wrong with this picture? And I started going down a holistic nutrition path, and then here I am. It's about, 15 years later from when I had a ruptured appendix. That was kind of what the real kicker that completely destroyed my inner workings. And anyway, when I met the hypnotherapist, it was such a remarkable change in my, as you mentioned in my introduction there, my feelings, my thinking, and my resulting behavior, that I thought, I have to learn how to do this because this stuff really works. And it's completely changed my life.
And I do want to focus, again, you mentioned the antibiotics, and it's something that everyone out there I know is taking. I personally know family members who are. Can you please share with the audience maybe some of the negative effects of overuse of antibiotics that they could look out for?
Well, yes. So the interesting thing is, like, as I mentioned, different species are affected by these different drugs. So long-term use of antibiotics will, and especially if you have different varieties of them, they'll take out different kinds. Because in our microbiome, we have viruses, we have good bacteria, bad bacteria, there's protozoa, there's, there's all sorts of different cellular small and single cells and small cellular organisms. And they all do different things. So if you take a lot of antibiotics and then don't feed them probiotics to recover, and I'll get to that in a sec, then you can start having all sorts of diseases that start in the gut. So a big one that I was talking to a client about this morning was she's had a lifetime full of eczema and psoriasis. And so that actually starts in the gut. So that's a skin disease, right? They've also got links now, lots of links with mental health, and which is a key thing nowadays because there's so many kids with ADD, ADHD, autism, and then everything from anxiety and depression right through to multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and even Alzheimer's. So there's now been proven to be connections between the gut microbiome and all these diseases, which is startling. And a lot of this can be controlled by changing our diet.
And I see that a lot of your practice, again, is focusing on diet as well.
Yes.
You did mention something else. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I take a two-pronged approach with this because the gut and the brain, just to clarify, it seems like it's so disconnected, but really it's not, because when we are in utero as little tiny shrimp-sized fetus, our gut and our brain start from the same area of cells in the fetal development. And then over time, as we develop, they get further and further separated, but still connected with the spinal column and the vagus nerve. And then they're always connected. The gut and the brain are talking to each other all the time through either the vagus nerve, which is like an electrical impulse that goes down the nerve, or through the spinal column, or through our endocrine system, which is all the chemistry that comes from the hormones that are created by these microbes. And so our hormonal system, which mine was all screwed up, I had a really hard time getting pregnant, for one thing.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry to cut you off. You said the hormones are actually created by the microbes?
Yes. I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them. In fact, here's a fun fact for you, which anybody who has anxiety, and this is like the topic of the day and week and months and hopefully not much longer, but anxiety can be helped a lot through serotonin. Serotonin is our happy hormone. And a lot of people who are on antidepressants take these SSRI drugs, which basically capture the serotonin and keep it in the brain. Only 10% of serotonin is produced in your brain. 90% is produced in the gut. So if you have a not very good diet, then you're losing out on 90% of the serotonin that your body can create by feeding your microbiome. So the key thing is that we need to get away from eating things because we like them and more so eating things because we need to, because it's healthy. In particular, for serotonin, you need to eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables, so things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, that kind of thing, super important. And that is the food for the microbes. But if you don't have a lot of diverse varieties of microbes in your gut, you really need to feed them with probiotics. So antibiotics means against bio, which is life. So against life, it basically kills. And probiotics are creating life. And so probiotics are found in things like yogurt, kefir, and naturally fermented vegetables in like naturally fermented pickles and naturally fermented cheeses, kombucha, kimchi, that kind of thing.
Let me get this straight, Lynn. You're saying that perhaps eating certain foods can actually help people out with anxiety?
Yes, 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 absolutely. Wow. That's my message. That's my message. So people need to eat better, and it actually really helps your brain. In fact, like I was saying, they're starting to show, I mean, the thing about it is, Matthew, is that we all are born with genetic propensities for certain diseases, whether there's a gene missing or some kind of link is weak in the chain or whatever. However, if you eat a good diet and eat it and lead a clean life, you can keep that gene from turning on. And in fact, our food can turn genes on and off. And so if, and that's why there's what they call blue zones all over the world where, well, not all over the world, but in certain pockets of the world, like Japan or in the Balkans, where in Japan they eat a lot of fish, which is really important, eating a lot of fish for your brain and for just your overall health for omega-3 vitamin, essential fatty acids. And in the Balkans is where they first started to notice that people were living to be over 100 and everybody ate yogurt every day. It's essentially making sure that you have a steady stream of probiotic foods going through your system. Or in Western world, we take supplements. You know, everybody in America seems to want to take a pill.
yes.
But, you know, but really we need to, and I hope that this scourge that we're seeing with the virus right now, which is, I think, a lot of people are, if you have a really strong immune system, would be my message right now for people to eat way healthier, like no sugar, no junk food, no alcohol, lots of water, lots of fresh air, exercise, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Eat cruciferous vegetables, eat lots of fresh food, vitamin C from citrus, that kind of thing. Boost your immunity, and that will help a lot of people who might otherwise get really, really sick. Maybe you'll still get sick, but you won't get as sick.
Now, your main focus is really changing behaviors, and when people eat bad or certain things, they're kind of stuck in their ways. They've been doing it for years. Why is your main focus, again, changing these bad behaviors?
Well, I mean, I would say that my main focus is helping people be aware of what they're doing, which a lot of us are running on, programs. And so the first step is really trying to help people to increase their self-awareness, and I do that through hypnosis and meditation. But also, you mentioned the subconscious in the introduction, the way to create real change is accessing the subconscious. And then when you do that and go in there and change whatever it is that's causing the too much behavior, we call it, with little quotes around that, like too much smoking, too much eating, too much drinking, too much spending, too much whatever, fill in the blank, then that's a behavior that comes from way, way deep in our socialization as children that we're trying to avoid a feeling. So when people are more aware of their feelings, and they see why they're doing it, and you can go into their subconscious and help them to see it from a different perspective and therefore dissolve it, then creating change is virtually a no-brainer because your feelings change. So then your thoughts can change, and you're no longer on that broken record or on that roller coaster that you can't get off because it's happening at a subconscious level. You see, if you just take a moment here and close your eyes, Matthew, and everybody in the audience, and just imagine that you have an iceberg, if you can imagine a picture of an iceberg in the ocean and the picture is being taken from under the water, you can see the water line has this iceberg on top, but down below there's like another 8 times more under the water.
Yes.
The conscious mind is the iceberg that's above the water, but the subconscious mind is the 90% that's underwater. So when people say, you know, in conversation, well, I've heard that we only use about 10% of our mind, that's not true. We use all of it. It's just not, we're not aware of it. And with good reason, because if people were aware of every single little thing that happened in their body and in their mind, you'd go nuts because it's constant.
Yes.
And you've got trillions of things going on all the time. But if you're aware of some of the stuff that's in there, then that's not true. But you believed it was true because you were a little kid and, you know, your mother or father told you, or you heard it on TV or whatever, or the school bully told you you were fat and ugly or whatever it is, then that affects your behavior for the rest of your life, and you don't even realize in what kind of ways. So there's that part of my business, but I also work with people who are pretty good, but they want to take the next level in their personal growth and development. Like, they might not have a big problem. They might not be a smoker or need to lose weight or anything. Maybe they're an athlete that wants to improve their golf swing, or maybe they want, well, I want you to know that all the pro athletes and Olympic athletes probably have someone like myself. They might not call themselves a hypnotist, but maybe they're a sports strategy therapist or consultant or something, but they're doing the kind of things that I do. They go into the subconscious mind and they go into trance, and then they visualize their perfect game or their perfect shot or, you know, the perfect landing, whatever it might be. And they, because the brain doesn't really recognize the difference between reality and imagination. So, you know, if someone's trying to do that perfect shot, yeah, you can go out there and sink a basket 100 times.
Yes.
That guy, what's his name, Steve Curry, that does the three-pointers all the time? Is that the guy?
Yes, Steph Curry.
Yeah. He probably physically practices that all the time, but dollars to donuts, he's doing it in his brain all day long too. And, you know, the people who do that have way more success. There's a Canadian snowboarding champion who, I don't know if he got gold or silver, but he had a sign on his ceiling right over the head of his bed of him standing on a podium getting a gold medal or whatever it was that he won. And he, every morning when he woke up and every night when he went to bed, he would look at that, and he ended up achieving that goal. It might not have had anything to do with it, but I'd like to believe that it did.
Absolutely, and it's interesting how you're saying that even when they're not playing these sports, that this is actually still running in their mind.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's very interesting. Well, we have a little bit over a minute left, Lynn. The time actually went by very quickly. Can you please share with the audience, where can they go to really sign up for one of your hypnosis sessions or really get more information about your work?
Yes, I'd be happy to share that with you right now, because, of course, everyone's businesses are shifting to be online right now, and I do have an online self-hypnosis class coming up in April that I would love people to either call me about or email me, and you can check my website out at www.pivotal-hypnotherapy, hypnotherapy.com. I'm in Vancouver, BC, so I'm on Pacific Standard Time, and I'd be so happy to talk to anybody. And I want to let people know that if you're in really dire need and you need someone to talk to, and I can help you with a short, free experience in hypnosis, I'd be happy to do that for anyone who is really in need and can't afford to actually pay for hypnosis. I don't want everyone to come running out of the woodwork, but I'd be happy to help people if they really need it.
And to everyone out there tuning in, again, if you're going through that and she's willing to take out some time to help you free of charge, please reach out to her. And again, it'll be the first step in really getting over most likely some of these issues, and you may not have to deal with it again for the rest of your life. Because, again, I truly believe in the hypnotherapy that you do speak of. We're just about out of time. To our audience today, thank you very much for joining us. And to our special guests that did join us today and really share this really incredible knowledge, thank you very much, Ms. Lynn Potter-Lord, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Oh, and just on a final note, I have a book on everything that I talked about before called Food Creates Mood. It's coming out in June, and so I'll have an excerpt of that posted on my website as well at some point soon.
And again, everyone, please visit her at pivotal-hypnotherapy.com. And to every one of our guests tuning in, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and show times. And I thank you all very much for joining us during these very stressful times with the coronavirus. I hope you all are home and safe out there, and I look forward to having you back with us again on the next show. Everyone, you have a great day, and to you as well, Linda.
Thank you.
Lynn, I apologize.
That's okay.
To you as well, Lynn. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.